Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Coach Spann, how you doing?
Doing good, man.
Yeah, we're back. Stronger than ever.
Yeah, man. Today we got a special guest in the studio.
In the studio.
Hey, it is one of Warren's own.
Correct.
Four-time state champion.
Wow. Are we including coaching? Because it's six.
Oh, six if you include coaching.
Maybe some recognize that voice right there.
Yeah. It's none other than Warren Central's wide receiver coach, Kevin Humphrey.
Glad to be here.
Hey, man. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, man.
I've been waiting to come stop by, man, catch you guys.
Welcome to the fun.
Yeah.
When we get our own studio, though.
Right.
When we get our own studio, and we're not going to have these bar stools here. Yeah. That's for sure.
Now, first question. All right. Where could this new studio be if it were offsite of Warren?
Offsite.
Would this be somewhere you want to provide a room where we put some microphones, or should I provide a room where we put some
microphones? Well, the first question is, because it's YouTube, is this a more northern territory?
This is
more
north side thing?
Yeah.
Hey, man, I got my east side car right here. They scanned it as soon as I walked
in. This is true. This is true.
Just, you know. It's like a bus pass. Like, oh, no, sir, I belong here.
Just think about it. Wrap your head around that. Just think about where this location could be.
Well, it can be at your house.
I may have to ask somebody first.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I've got a spare room.
Right. Oh, there we go. Here we go. Yep. I can do this.
Aren't you house hunting?
Yeah. Well, I was. Now I'm car hunting.
Oh, wait. What?
Yeah.
Okay.
I got to do that first.
Huh. Hey, some football news in the last week.
Mr. Football's crown.
Yeah.
Big news.
Big and deserved. Deserved.
Amen. I mean,
hats off to the winner from one-day football, Jack Kaiser, a pioneer.
Jack.
Committed to the University of Notre Dame.
Fighting Irish. Hey, we know Jack, don't we?
We do. We do. We've coached him. Him. And you know what? His sister's a two-time state champion in track.
Correct.
In the 800. Yes.
Yes, she was a beast.
Yeah.
She was like, wasn't she like the number one long-distance runner in the country?
I'm not sure where her ranking or whatever it was. But for people
coming
to
out
say,
of high school.
Really?
Yeah.
For people to say, could he do that? He did that at the 1A. Could he do it at the 6A? His sister did twice.
Yes, really?
Beat
everybody. She dominated.
So athletic family.
Dominated.
I think she's at Louisville.
Big time. That's a big time track team.
Jack, I mean, Jack actually, he broke all his older brother's records when he.
His older brother Aaron.
No, Aaron's his dad.
Aaron's his dad. Okay.
Yeah.
So, congratulations to him.
Absolutely.
Deservingly, won it.
Yep. Oh yeah, man. He's a hell of a player, man. You know, we saw him when he was a sophomore for the first time when he came out to our other program.
Indy Select,
man.
Now, I do, okay, a few questions about this.
Yep.
Was he on the second team at first or no?
He was.
I thought so. One practice, he was on the second team, and that was it, right?
Yeah,
we're like, right. Going.
Do you guys see this kid?
I'm going to say, he's 6'2", right?
Yeah, and he had a good body as a sophomore.
He was probably about 200 pounds at the time and had a full beard.
Okay. Grown man.
Yes.
Caveman.
Now he's 6'2", 215. You know, same body.
And his commitment to Select. I mean, even through bad weather, traveled an hour to an hour 15 minutes for practice.
Hey, man, that's the kind of guy you want.
And the only reason why he wasn't on the top Select team is because, one, nobody knew who he was. He went to Pioneer High School.
Correct.
And, two, we had already selected that team.
Correct.
So if we would have done it like we did last year or this year where we
had a tryout,
he would have been on the team from the jump.
So he was on the JV team, but not the national team.
Right.
The very first practice. And by the end of that practice, he was up to the national team.
Yeah, first tournament he played with the national team.
Yeah. And he actually played in linebacker and safety for us.
Like, it's funny, man. Like, his first scholarship offer was from Iowa. And it's funny because I was talking to one of the coaches at Iowa, and I was like, hey, man, you got to go check this kid out at Pioneer High School. He said, where's that? I was like, it's in Royal Center, Indiana. He said, where's that? I said, I don't know. I couldn't point it out on the map.
That's what I'm about to say. That's a Google right there.
You need to go check it out. I don't know where it is here. I'm just gonna send you the directions to Pioneer High School, and you need to go check them out. I sent him, and he said, okay, yeah, we'll look at it, whatever. I said, here's this film. Go check them out. Yeah, we'll look at him, whatever. So then he did his county track meet as a sophomore. This kid won the 100.
The 200.
He won the 200. He won shot put, and he won discus. And they wrote an article about him, and I sent that article to Iowa. I was like, hey, come check this kid out, man. He's actually pretty good.
Now, mind you, his times in that 100-200, because the MIC had just happened here, he would have finished third in the 200 in the MIC.
Yeah.
So can he do it at the 6A level? yeah, he would have finished third. And Jordan, or it was Isaiah, I'm trying to think of our 200 runner at that time. Or it may have been Brian, whoever it was. Like he would have been the number one 200 guy at the time during that part of the season. Football guys usually start off hot, though, in the 100-200.
Right.
But
he finished 7th and 8th his sophomore year in two of them. Like, he finished 7th in shot and 8th in DS scores. The other way around, one of those two.
He's one of those kids that could win the state title by himself. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, points.
The way track goes, you go get
four. It's true. All you need is that kid.
Pike girls did.
Yeah. I mean, doesn't that suck, though? Like, you're on the team, but you're not that girl. And that girl won every event in one state.
Look, it sucks unless you're on the relay.
True.
If you're on the relay, hey, we won.
Everybody else holding up their
see, blue. I handed that baton to her. She took off, man.
And it is a funny story because Iowa did go take you up on that.
Yep.
And it did help him get recognized, which is awesome. And that's one of the reasons why they needed the platform of Indy Select.
Yeah.
And somebody I had reached out to used 1A against him and said, we like him, but it's at 1A. Yes, but Select is not 1A. Yep. It is everybody, and he's doing this with alpha males and alpha talent. He is sticking out to us, and this is somebody you might want to consider. And I got a text message once Iowa offered him. I'm teaching. I got a text message from this program that said, damn Hawkeyes. I'm like, must have got an offer. this is not a Big Ten coach, and his next defense was, it's not good for us to offer sophomores because – that's when it puts Big Ten schools on notice for kids, and then we lose them. Like, so we gotta kind of swoop in at the right time.
Play the game. I get it.
But then, being the coordinator of David, and it would have been an awesome honor for yourself as a coach and for you too, Coach Humphrey. But it is the right. I mean, it's not. Again, Jack is deserving. It's just that it is nice that you helped get Jack recognized, and then it came around.
It worked out, man.
That's all good. It worked out. Anyway, man, let's keep moving.
Yeah.
First article I read this morning as I slowly got out of bed and did not join any workouts this morning. Did you work out this morning?
No, I worked out yesterday.
Okay. Are we working out tomorrow?
Yes.
All right. First article I read.
Cracker Barrel, by the way. I need the crack.
Yeah. Yep. Crack to go. Mm. Coach Barclay said he's got us.
Oh,
I already
got
that text message.
Yeah, I saw that too.
First article I read because I was not rolling out of bed fast enough was Scotty's Brewhouse going bankrupt in there. You know, at least closing their Muncie, Carmel, Downtown, and their Texas restaurants.
Are there more than
there's
that?
Some in Texas?
There's one in Texas. I just remember. Yeah.
There's a lot of land between Indianapolis and Texas.
Yeah, it's a jump.
I mean, they could have went Southern Indiana. They could have went Kentucky, Louisville, Memphis. There's plenty of places
big cities.
What city are we talking about? Austin?
No. That's the thing. It's like, now I never had heard the city. Now I may say it may be a suburb of Austin. It may be a suburb of Houston. But whatever it is, it started with an M, if I remember right. I just kind of buzzed right through that word. But my question was that Downtown Indianapolis restaurant, how good do you have to do as a company to keep that thing afloat?
How
do you make a profit off that? I mean, you have to be
killing it.
You got to kill it.
I mean, you got to be doing club numbers.
And you have to.
You got
to
have regulars.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the first thing.
You got to have regulars. You got to have people.
Or an expensive steak.
Yeah.
Like, you got to have, your menu's got to be expensive.
These 2-for-20.
These 2-for-20
Applebee's deals ain't going to get it done.
That's not paying your light bill, man. That's not getting you fight night.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go. That's, you got to have that. You got to be open late, I guess.
The pay-per-views, yeah.
I don't know. Being here majority of my life, Scotty's really only an event place. I mean,
You got 41 home basketball games by the Pacers.
Yeah, which is just down across the street, across basically.
You could pull from that.
8 Colts games.
Yeah.
You got Big Ten tournament. No, maybe. Well,
You got the Big Ten championship.
Championship for football.
Yeah.
Okay. You got that.
And then the Big Ten championship for basketball is here every other year.
Okay. And actually, this year they had the doubleheader with Duke and Kentucky.
Yeah.
And then Michigan State and
Crossroads thing coming up here for
So I mean there's some opportunities.
And then we're at about 80
nights.
You gotta understand Indianapolis is like the convention capital of the United States.
Correct.
So, you know, you're gonna have stuff going on downtown all year long.
Also the competition of all the other restaurants.
That's what I'm about to say. That's the question. How many times are you saying, hey man, you know what? Forget that place, let's go to Scotty's.
And here's the thing. I've only been to Scotty's because my friend worked there. And I was
not a fan.
I'll get deals.
That's not a
fan. No, I wasn't a fan.
That's not a fan.
I was not a fan. You know, she hooked me up, so I'd go hang out with her, get some FaceTime, and then get a free meal.
I stopped going.
That's probably why they're going bankrupt.
Yes. Everybody's friend is coming in. I stopped going to Scotty's when they changed their menu. They got rid of the one thing I got routinely.
What was that?
It was just like
steamed
buffalo
cabbage.
You're not gonna make a lot of money off that.
It was like buffalo chicken wrap thing, and they just got rid of it, man. And then I had to find something else. And
I went there.
George breadsticks.
I went there one time. Yep. I went there one time, and like this dude had the biggest bowl of steamed broccoli I'd ever seen. And it was so big, you got to get close to broccoli to see how it smells.
Yeah,
it's the whole bar smelled like broccoli.
Why would you do that,
dude? It was disgusting.
Hey, this is the best steamed broccoli. You got to get it. you got
to
get.
You know what? If you want to have some good steamed broccoli, you need to go down. You need to go down to South Meridian.
No, what? No, I'm talking mixer bowl.
I'm not doing it. No, not happening.
Yeah, man.
That's unfortunate because it's a cool story. He did start it in Ball State. In Muncie.
Okay. Yeah, I know none of this.
Yeah. I went to that one.
And
that was my first
guy.
Time going to Scotty's was in Muncie.
And I don't know him personally, but I've not heard anything bad about him. Through friends that know him or whatever. Not any. And he did that. Yeah.
You don't know Scott?
Nope. Huh. No, I don't. No. But now we do know of a property opening downtown.
Yeah.
This is true.
A studio. How are we going to make money?
Really.
Sponsorship.
See, here's what you do. Okay. You can do a studio restaurant. So you just got to be popping.
Yeah.
But then you just section part of it off, make it live.
And then you put the glass
now
up.
Now you got the live
and then,
podcast.
Like, people can eat. They can watch sports. They can eat. They can do what they want to do. And then they can watch us record our podcast.
There you go. Yeah,
okay. All right.
That's not a bad idea.
Okay.
But then you're in the same dilemma. How do we get people here?
well, obviously, we're the entertainment.
No.
Right.
We got 41 Pacer games.
Yeah, we got 41 Pacer games. We got 8 Colts games.
We're the convention center.
But then you got Tuesday night.
That's true.
And you got your regulars.
You can find something to do in the city Wednesday through Sunday. Okay. That Monday and Tuesday is always...
Yeah.
You got steamed broccoli.
You got to have dinner. Steamed broccoli night, Tuesday.
You got to keep that cook. Got to keep that cook.
Yeah, man.
Well, what's funny is, man, like, so my friend got fired from there for answering a FaceTime from her daughter. Mm. And then she works at this spot called Smee's Place.
Yeah. 86th Street. 86th
Street.
And Town?
Yeah. 86th and Town.
Is that like Peter Pan Smee?
Yeah, I think it's spelled the same.
Okay.
S-M-E-E. Now.
Yeah.
All right.
Yep.
I don't know if Peter Pan has smelled like that, but I've been to Smee's. I did know of a football coach, Coach Fisher, used to work there before being at North Central. Just
side note. Well, I went there last week, and it's like Cheers in there, man.
No one knew
it's like, you know, I'm sitting there. I want to go where everybody knows my name. Like, that's literally how it is. Somebody comes in and says, oh, hey, Mike, how you doing? How's the kids? You know, every time somebody new walked in, I was like, okay, here's a new person. And everybody at the bar knew who
Johnny.
They were.
everybody
all the bartenders,
knows your name.
Everybody knew. I was the outcast. Like, who is this guy?
I mean,
so not only was
you
it
needed
were they,
your mom. Is
were they
you
like,
needed.
Yeah, no, I needed my mom there. But not only was I the outcast and nobody knew, everybody wanted to know who I was. So I'm sitting there like fielding questions from, you know, people 30 feet away, people on the other side of the bar. Hey, so what'd you say you did? You know what I mean? But it was a cool experience, man.
It's not a bad little place. I think I've been twice.
You know who I saw there? You know who actually bought my meal while I was there this last weekend?
Do I get any hints or is it just a random guess?
North Central freshman coach.
Nothing. Football?
Been there forever. Yep, football coach.
Forever?
Ed Riscoschi.
Nope.
Dang it.
That's close.
Okay.
That means it's a brother or something?
Nope.
See, this is
Nope.
Mm. He's still there?
Yeah.
Matt Runn.
Eating him alive here.
Not a freshman coach anymore, but he was a freshman coach.
No, still a freshman coach. Been there forever.
Coach Jester.
Jones.
No, Jones.
No. God damn, I'm running out of fresh. I can't.
Dr. Kelty.
Oh.
Dr. Kelty.
That's nice of him.
Yeah, man. He's the head rugby coach over there, too.
Okay, all right.
They started a rugby team.
Yeah. Oh, North Central's been nice in rugby for a very long time.
You know, Coach White's was
we suck at football.
That's what I was about to say.
And Coach White's had a part of that rugby
program. Yeah, I'm about to say, I know. Yeah.
For at least a year, I think he was a big part of it.
He was huge. Yeah. He brought it over here talking about it.
We play real football, sorry.
Yeah, this is true. We don't do that over here. Yeah. But that's cool, though. You know.
Yeah, for sure, yeah, absolutely.
You know what? I watch a lot of these rugby videos, and
I could have played that.
And I'm like, yo, I can go out here right now.
Funny story.
And I think I dominate.
Funny story about that. So in the midst of, I think you're already in the league here. Yeah, you've been in for a year.
Okay.
So I've had some tryouts. And in the midst of having tryouts for the NFL, okay, they're trying to start this National Rugby League.
Okay.
Some guy randomly emails me, sends me, oh, yeah, this is going to be a big deal. You know, we want you to come to this combine. You know, and they start spitting numbers of how things will be. I'm like, okay, well, let's go check it out. I go to Minnesota, go to this combine. And I mean, there's people going hard for rugby. I mean,
oh yeah, oh,
I mean,
yeah.
Passing across the room in the checkout aisle. Okay, I mean, going
just
crazy.
Registration,
yeah, registration, going him. I mean, going crazy.
Just working on their tackling techniques and registration. Hey, bro, can you mind if I just gonna get my
how you doing, coach? spinning the ball. So it ends up being legit. It's like a. It's a football / soccer try. Like, we do soccer drill, like some, you know, like we do the 60-yard shuttle and stuff like that.
Like a soccer combine mixed with a football combine.
Exactly.
Gotcha.
So, push, come to shove, I make the team. Nothing yet. So, I actually got an email 2 years ago. So, this is, 5 years at this point that I first went? Two years ago, I was like, don't worry, the league is still coming. We're getting money together.
So you're a pro right now.
You are a professional rugby player.
I'm a professional rugby player.
That's what's up, man.
A random league on a random team. I don't know where, but.
You know what?
Maybe Atlanta or something.
I hope it's in Atlanta.
That'd be nice.
Well, I definitely would like to come watch.
We'll come watch.
That'd be good.
Hey, speaking of travel, last thing. There might be some travel for us this offseason.
Yeah.
One for Indy Select.
Yeah. That's always a big thing.
Y'all taking applications?
Good.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Well, all right.
Yeah. Send me your resume.
All right.
I'm just going to throw out some dates. I'm going to throw out some cities. You tell me if that has been a proposal at all of something that could happen for either Indy Select and or Warren Central Football.
Okay.
All right. Let's start with Orlando.
Yes.
Vegas.
Yes.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Miami.
Yeah.
Atlanta.
Yeah.
Now I'm not gonna lie. Two of the cities I proposed were just jokes.
No, those are real.
And those are probably the main two that we talked about the most.
No. Not, he's talking about.
I did not
Miami know. And Atlanta. Yeah, yep. those are real things.
No, he's talking about Miami and Vegas.
Vegas, I had a hunch on.
You had a hunch on?
Yeah. We discussed Vegas before, but
that came with the state championship.
That's true.
And
we discussed Miami briefly.
Yeah.
Or might have been.
We did Orlando briefly. Or maybe it was an offensive thing that we did.
It might have been we talked about Miami offensively.
Any selects going to Miami. And hopefully we can stay there for longer than 12 hours.
All right.
That was, like, we get there, like.
That was chaos.
We get there, like, at 9 o'clock,
this
at 9, 10 o'clock. We have to drive an hour to where we're staying in some buses or some vans. We, like, go to sleep. For some reason, all the kids had a whole lot of energy. So some of these kids didn't get in until 11:30 at night. So they stay up till, like, 2, like.
It was nuts.
We
got to describe this house. This is insane. And you know what? The funny part is.
Go ahead, describe.
Okay, the funny part is I did actually, in the van from my trip, because we came in waves into the Fort Lauderdale-Miami airport. We came in waves. We went to Fort Lauderdale. And it's like a 40-minute trip to our place. Because
it's like $200 cheaper to fly into Fort Lauderdale. Fort Lauderdale than it is Miami.
Yeah, so like I
don't got to check you for, you know, cartel and all that.
But I think I'm in wave 2 or 3 for go. And Jack Kaiser was in my wave, and we get there, and this place Okay, so it's a house, and the guy is renting the house, right? Giving up his house.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you were to give your house up for rent, seems like a night that you're not going to be there. This is not the case.
Not only was this guy there, this guy was having a party there.
He's having a rave in the one room.
He's having a rave in this house.
I mean, like anytime you got, I mean, you could hear it through. And I mean, strobe lights.
You were in a duplex with the landlord?
There's like smoke coming out the door.
It was like a 4-bedroom, like, beach house.
He would open the door, peek out, shirtless, sweating. Like, what? There's the club. It's in our place. Like, yeah. It was insane.
No. So how do we get into that room?
I asked to go in there. Like, he came down. He hung out with us. It was a pretty cool guy. And I said, I asked about, like, hey, can we go in there? No, you cannot go in there.
Man. So imagine having 20 kids in a house.
I was about to say, did we bed check? I mean, we're talking about staying up to 2 a.m.
Let's talk about the bed check part.
No, let's talk about the pool first. So the Airbnb, we Airbnb.
What, in the parking lot, was it?
No, it was not in the parking lot.
The pictures.
But the picture of the pool, like, you're like, yo, this is going to be dope. It's got this big old pool in the back, man, this fat daddy pool in the hot tub. Like, we are about to have a good time. The boys are going to love it. I swear to God, we got there.
This table
was the size of the pool. It had like lights in the picture.
Yes.
So it, when the lights were off outside, it was dark. The blue lights came up through the pool.
Oh no!
And I was like, man, this is like it's gonna be a movie.
No, it absolutely was not.
It wasn't even a commercial. People in that pool. Now here's the other part
that
to that
great
story.
Angle work, right?
Nobody
there.
Got in the pool.
Here's another reason why is because it was about 10 feet from a pond. And, like, you know Florida and water. Like, no way.
Yeah.
No way. And there was a chain link fence, but no. Yeah. Like, nobody went in that grass. Like,
no
way.
Yeah.
Now, each of the bedrooms, now I think there may be 3 or 4 bedrooms, had prison-style bunk beds. I mean, it was, like, metal, almost uncomfortable.
This was a 3-bedroom that slept 18.
It was nuts. I had to climb up onto a bunk. Like, it was, like, it was wild.
Army
wild.
So it was straight metal, like.
Now, you know the truth about this. His party side of this was luxurious.
Oh, I'm sure it was.
Satin sheets.
Yeah.
Curtains.
I mean, the reason why he left that room to come down and talk to us was to cool down. That's basically it. Like, he came out.
He put you in the cellar, and, you know, he went up to the
penthouse.
Yeah, to the penthouse. Yeah.
I mean, it was just funny. Every once in a while, I'd just peek out to see what was going on. Like, and, yo, help, dude, you're sweating. Like, what is going on on the other side of that door,
man? God dang.
Wild. Even.
So we get through the rave. We go to sleep. We wake up, like, at 6 o'clock in the morning, and we go play in this tournament. We play in the tournament.
Good competition.
These are some of the best teams in the country here. Best players in the country. We played a team that had kids with 40 scholarship offers. That team had 40 scholarship offers.
They classified each other like. I was like, "Where are some of you guys' offers from?" They didn't even say that. They're like, "He's got like 43. Hey, where are you at now? 46? 40? What?" What? Yeah, he just got, and then this kid's like, I only got 9.
Are we counting tackles?
And this one kid, like, I was like, hey, man, you're playing corner pretty well. I was like, what about you? What are your offers? He's like, oh, man, I only have 11, but I got Miami on Friday. I was like, I only have 11?
11, huh? 11.
That's exactly how he said. He's like, but I just got Miami on Friday. I'm like,
because he's a little guy in the group. He's a little guy. Okay, right. Shut up.
This is some high level competition.
I only got offers.
See, the crazy thing is.
He said it quietly, too. Like, he's like,
I only got 11.
Don't say it too loud.
Yeah. Man, they be making fun of me.
they all got Miami first.
Yeah. But anyway, so we play in this tournament. The tournament's like, you know, 6 hours, and it is like maybe 120 degrees outside. So it is so hot.
Whew.
And then, like, we immediately leave there. We find iBeach.
Okay, this is the worst part of the trip. Bad decision by us. I took my first nap. This is after the tournament,
mm-hmm.
and I think we're going to South Beach to let the team go out on South Beach.
No, we're going south to a beach.
And
see, fine print right there. Fine print. Is this a text or words?
That's how it happened. It's like, yo, let's just go to South Beach. They're like, all right.
We went to a beach underneath the pier.
Where's
first,
South Beach?
Underneath the
pier. I don't know, but There's a beach right there. Let's just go. Let's just go to that one.
No, that doesn't count as a beach because there's rocks.
It was
rocks.
Not. It was rocks, and you didn't want to take your shoes off, but you had to take your shoes off because it was sand, and you want to have sand on your shoes. So
it's 22, man.
And as a matter of fact, it was these shoes, and we all got the crazies at. So you didn't want to get sand in your basketball shoes. You know what I mean? That we got at a football tournament.
Classic.
Yeah.
Classic,
so we were literally in Miami for about 16 hours.
Huh.
And it was the most stressful 16 hours of my life. So I promise.
That city's on the list.
It's on the list.
Well, let's
again.
Leave that list right there.
Can we not stay with that guy?
Yeah.
No. I'm not staying with that guy.
Please.
Again. Hey, but if you saw the house from the outside, and he had like a H2 Hummer sitting like in the yard, not in the driveway, in the yard.
Yeah.
He's
Miami.
You were thinking this is gonna be like some right. real. Right. We're gonna make a movie tonight.
Miami Cribs.
Yeah.
He's Miami Cribs.
Yeah. No.
Wild.
No.
Hey, that's a show, man. That's good. We gotta wrap it up right there.
All right, man. Well, it's been fun.
Yeah, Coach Helm, thanks for joining.
Very fun, man.
Hey, man, we really pulled some stories out of our hat here.
Yeah.
We haven't talked about those yet.
Yeah.
And there's some good ones.
You know, I'm glad I could be the muse this time around.
All right, brother.
Yep.
I appreciate you being here. Hey, man, we out.
Let's do this again next week.
Yes, sir.